I was reading in 1 Chronicles chapter 17, one fall Friday morning, eavesdropping on an intimate conversation between David and God. Life had finally gotten good for David again. Gone were the days of running for his life and hiding in caves from a previous king of Israel, who was bound and determined to kill him simply because God had handpicked the young shepherd to be the new king. It wasn't until 5 long years later that David finally took over the role, and his fame spread far and wide. And the people worshipped God, and there was joy and thanksgiving and a 1 Chronicles chapter 16 party. Late that night, as the worship party wound down, David made his way home. He likely took off his shoes and settled into a chair, letting out a deep 1 Chronicles chapter 17 sigh, the way we all do at the end of a long day. As he sat there, he looked around his stately cedar palace, thinking of the transitory tabernacle tent not far away, the one where the Ark of God and the presence of God rested. And David suddenly got a big dream for a big God. He shared it right then and there with his prophet friend who was keeping him company. David wanted to build a house for God, one that outshone his own, because after everything God had done for him, the favor and protection and clout and provision, it was the very least he could do for God. But a surprising thing happened. God said no. He had other plans. And that night, as David laid it out honest, a king before his king, God quietly placed a holy finger over his well-intentioned lips and whisper revealed the beginning of David's next chapter. In response, King David sat before the Lord, acknowledging that he, in fact, had heard God's instead plan. He prayed that the whisper revelation would be established. For you, O my God, have revealed to your servant that you will build him a house, David said in 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 25, emphasis mine. But the Hebrew word he chose to describe that whispered revelation is much more vivid. The literal translation is, you have uncovered the ear of your servant. As David sat there, God reached over and tucked every piece of stray hair behind the king's ear to make sure that nothing of his emphasis, content, or context was missed. He uncovered David's ear the way people do when they are about to share a secret. But uncovering the ear is not the only interesting translation of that Hebrew word. That same word also means to unfold a book. Much like this book you're listening to today. A book of the lessons and whispered revelations that God has shared with me after tucking back my own hair.